What's up, everybody? Don't know if he was hearing us trying to speak silently, just trying to do some stuff on our own. But welcome. This is episode one. The pilot of Technically Speaking. I am your host, Shante Wayans, with
Marshae Nicole.
Hey, hey, we are here. I've been thinking of this for a long time because I've came here from the tech world. I started before the industry. I was heavily into the tech world, and is that a word? Minimalist? It was in its infant stages. But I mean, where we are now, none of this was even. People would think you were crazy.
Well, I think I don't mean to cut you
no,
off
go
already,
ahead.
Right? I feel like it just wasn't as available to people in our tax bracket.
Yeah, true, true.
It was available, just not for us. Remember when only rich people had car phones?
Right. Yeah. So. But they still had the big, you know, they had
they had it.
You're right. But in the world of where we are now, so many things have expanded. So many things have changed. And now, you know, some of the people that used to talk about certain things don't seem as crazy. Well, technically speaking, we want to open up the world of knowing that we're going into this future. We got the metaverse, the meta culture coming. We got AI. We got so many things that's out there that we aren't even aware of yet. And it's coming. And I want to talk about the pros and cons of that. This is going to be really interesting. So today's topic we're going to talk about, because Shay and I, we went to Vegas. We went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I took her to see Whitney Houston. She loves Whitney Houston.
I love Whitney Houston.
Didn't think that anybody could love her more than me, but this is a huge fanatic over here. So we went down to see Whitney Houston, and we went and saw her hologram, obviously, because she has passed away. RIP.
And this was last year.
This was last year.
Or early this year. One of the two.
No, it was last year, okay. I believe. Yeah, last year. And the crazy February, thing.
That was this year.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've seen the holograms, because they had like Tupac before. They had, I think they even had Snoop at one point. It was, you know, trying it out and stuff like that. But it was interesting to go. This was my first hologram live. And let's dig into that, because mm-hmm. this was the okay. concert. She had, they played a lot of her amazing songs. And I'm going to tell you this off the rip. One of the cons for me during this concert was, I want my artists that I go see to sing the song like it's on the album. Sing it like I'm singing in the audience, but you sing it better. And I felt like they had maybe a make what do you call them? Somebody recording her stuff.
Over.
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't her from.
No, I feel like it was different edited versions of it. You know what I mean?
Like they didn't have full rights.
No, because this was produced by her family had part in this.
Oh.
Don't quote me on that. From what I remember, her family had part in it. It started out in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And I really wanted to go. I booked tickets to go to the UK. I didn't buy the concert tickets yet because I kept saying they was going to go on sale. So I was like, well, let me get my room. Because I never saw Whitney before, so I wanted to see Whitney. You know, that was like one of my childhood dreams, is to one day I'm going to go to a Whitney Houston concert. So anyway, then COVID hit, mm-hmm. and everything shut down, and I wasn't able to go. So I was like, oh man, I think it shut down a little bit before COVID. It just, things were just really funky, and it shut down early. So I didn't get a chance to go, and I thought that was it, because we didn't know. I didn't know that it was coming to the U.S. And mm-hmm. then it came to Vegas, and I was hyped. Now, granted,
let's talk about her
voice. Like, I know a Whitney voice.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I can tell you if that's Whitney singing, and it was her singing. But I think it was different, maybe studio edits that we had never heard before, different right. versions of the song. But it was definitely her.
Like before they made the final.
Yeah,
it's like let's use the rough draft.
But I guess they wanted to make it more of a live experience, like that. Which they should have just used some live concert audio, maybe. I don't know. It's Whitney. She could sing live anyway, no matter what. So, Yeah.
So it listen, at the end of the day, it was still great to see some of the older people that was sitting next to us wasn't fans of us singing as loud as we were. But shout out to the people that was like, screw that. We are filming this and we are going to sing along with her. They was making it seem
it was a good time.
It was, but they made it seem like we was stopping the real Whitney from performing.
Like, oh my God, can you not interrupt her? Right. She don't hear us, for real.
So
I'm just gonna play regardless. Hit play.
That'd have been crazy if the hologram walked up to the front of the stage and be like, could y'all keep it down, please?
I love.
Now
I'm out of here.
The AI coming to life. What I will say is, and I'm going to rate the whole thing. It wasn't so the she sang really good. It's not that she didn't sing really good. She just didn't she didn't sing the way that I wanted her to sing from the album. Now, performance wise, I felt like the production is still new. I haven't seen anything else, but I'm gonna let Marche, because Marche went and saw Michael Jackson's hologram perform. So I'm gonna let her get into that, and then we're gonna show two different versions of the clips and the production value of it. I felt like if they made it look more real, like I could tell it was a hologram. Now maybe the seats was too close. Maybe there should be like a certain, you know, depth of where you're sitting, right, to see it.
It shouldn't be front row seats to a hologram, because you see that behind the hologram.
Right.
You see like it's an actual screen. Like
right,
the line.
Right.
I'm going to get into that in a second and tell you what I learned about that screen. But the Michael Jackson, I also saw in Vegas. I want to say it was maybe 3 years ago. And it was amazing. It was the Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson experience. I think that's what they called it. And of course, they did all his hits. But it was a lot more realistic looking than the Whitney Houston one.
Right.
So I'm thinking maybe they have two different companies that does them. Because Whitney looked like she was 19 and half white. She did. So it wasn't given all of Whitney. Like if you squint, you're like, okay, right, I can deal with this.
Yeah.
But Michael, head on.
Was there front row seats?
Was in the front. I wasn't like the third row.
Right.
Yes, it was front row seats, but it was also Cirque du Soleil. So they had, you know what it was? The difference? The hologram was further back, because the people were doing a lot of tricks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was just more realistic. Like overall, it just looked a lot more realistic. And Whitney's hologram wasn't even doing nothing. She was just doing her little 1-2 step. You know how Whitney do with the shoulders. And it was like, why can't y'all get this right? Michael was flipped upside down. So
see, and that's funny that you say that it was too like his was further back, because I felt like hers was too far back. I felt like
hers was too close.
No. See, so we gonna show the images. Well, and
maybe I got it switched in my head. Maybe
because what happens is she looks smaller. She looks smaller. She don't look her size really. And all these things, like visually, we know it's not really her. But if you're going to put on this production,
Do it all the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make it look as real as you can. And I'm not saying they haven't tried to do that, but from what I can see with the Michael Jackson versus Whitney, these are definitely two different productions. This is like Netflix and Tubi.
Shut up. I want to be in a Tubi movie so bad. Please.
I've rocks with you, Tubi.
I got a dream but to I'm be in just... a Tubi movie.
All right. This is like a first iPhone compared to the iPhone 14. Is that better?
That's better. Or we could say an Android.
Yeah.
I don't care about Android. Apple, you got me.
Hey, we would take any sponsorship we can. So Android, just don't send her a free phone. You can send us one. Let's show the difference in the videos. Which one should I show first?
Show the Whitney, because Michael will give it a shawam.
All right. So this is about 20, 30 seconds. This is the difference. We're gonna show Whitney first. Mind you, mine was recorded on my phone, but you still can kind of see it. You won't hear audio for monetization purposes, but you'll probably still hear us. So here goes Whitney. That's
Whitney in the back.
Yeah, and okay. We third row. We third row.
Yeah, she was pretty far back. You're right.
You see, and it looked like you could tell like they had to have her on one spot, one space. The dancers were performing like Whitney was gonna come back to life and hire them. Okay. This is Whitney. This is all she did.
The good thing, they have the theatrics with the fireworks and stuff you can see in the back. And her voice will make you emotional no matter what. That's the good thing. Because Whitney, what?
I was so stuck on the visuals. I wanted to cry. I wanted to feel those emotions. I guess I was just so into it.
We started laughing for most of the... We was like, what?
Yeah.
And then she got like progressively wider throughout
the Yeah, show. Yeah, yeah.
Lighter, excuse me.
Damn, I wish we could have I should have showed like the different levels of what she had, cuz they had her, I think they had her with short hair. They had her with different.
They had her with the "It's not right, but it's okay." Mm-hmm. You know the.
They did sing that, yeah.
She looked crazy.
But the dancers, boy, them dancers.
Those must have been Michael dancers for his shit, because they them dancers was on it.
I felt like there was a Disney. It was like all Disney moves for me. Let's show you the Michael Jackson.
They could have just put Whitney on a TV screen in the back. A big. That's how. Get it together, okay?
Let's show you the Michael Jackson version. Mm-hmm. Ooh. This is only 30 seconds, but I'm showing you a little bit of clip.
This is the Cirque du Soleil one. I think this is the other one, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Here we go.
Yeah.
I wish we could play the audio for this, but
They didn't give Whitney all this grace.
No.
She started with a little...
Yeah.
And then, you know...
And then just popped up.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the production. Look at all this.
Before we even see them.
Before we even see, and then bam. Look at that. Woo!
The sound is impeccable. Everything is like, okay, Michael.
I should have stayed on Michael longer, but you could tell, you could see his face and the production value.
Amazing. It was great.
You said he got off stage, jumped off stage, and did all that when you went?
Well, his hologram... Yeah, his hologram was all over the stage. His hologram got down. His hologram got crazy. Like, it was like as if it was a laser almost.
Mm. And Whitney didn't move.
It. No, Whitney didn't. She did a little two-step to the one side and the two-step to the other side. And it was like, but no, Michael hologram was all over. And it was a performance. Like it felt like he was really at a Michael concert. I definitely cried throughout that entire Michael show.
Dang.
I will say I did learn. First of all, question for you.
Yeah.
What is your best guess on when the first hologram was created?
I mean, I always feel like if like, let's say it came out in 2003, then it was probably in the making in, you know, 1998. Mm. You know what I mean? But I really don't know.
1960.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what I say. We be behind. So, we're not in that tax bracket yet.
What was the first hologram?
It says the technology was first introduced in the 1960s. Hungarian engineer Dennis Gaber won the 1971 Nobel Peace Prize in Physics for his invention and development of the holographic method.
Mm.
Then it was discovered by artists. And also, I didn't know that there were so many holograms, which is going to, you know, go great into our next, be a nice segue into our next topic. The Marilyn Monroe hologram. They had a Marilyn Monroe hologram, but that got shut down immediately by her estate.
Oh, I bet.
Because they wasn't playing. They were like, we didn't have any say-so in this. And mm-hmm. they spent years making her hologram.
Mm.
And of course, millions.
That was somebody going, ooh, wait till they... I'm not going to tell them. Wait until they see this.
And her people was like, yeah, no, we're not. I still don't know what... Was she a singer?
I don't think. Did she sing like Santa Baby?
Oh yeah, she.
She did that, right?
She did. I'm gonna listen to her.
Right.
Because I need. To
But I didn't realize that she was singing. But go ahead. So tell us.
So there are other holograms. I got a list of. I believe this is like 12 or 13 on here. The Tupac hologram. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I know they came out.
Okay, yeah, and with that. And also.
They did that at Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. They had that whole performance. Yeah.
They and this is on, if you want to check it out, it's on interestingengineering.com. Thank you for interestingengineering.com. And they have also, oh, I was telling you about the Elvis and Celine Dion on American Idol. And this was in like 2016. So they've been out, you know, we just, I think it was such a far-fetched idea, but now, first of all, holograms only cost between $10,000 and $100,000 to make.
Get the hell out of here.
Of course, the more money and the better, and then you still have to, it still charges for setup and shipping, which is probably another 10 grand, right? But that's still pretty cheap. I wonder why a lot of people don't have like hologram of their deceased relatives in their home.
Right.
If you had the money.
Right.
Like I would have Nana.
Well, that's well, no, because that's something that I want to get into, right? It's like, here's the deal. We're going into I'm trying to take off the this. So I was trying to rename it while we were on here, but my bad. Let's just see if we could take it out in general. I'll just put technically speaking. Look, first episode. Okay, there we go.
It's cool. It's cool. We're getting a groove.
All right. So what I want to go into
this.
Is
Ronald Reagan. Y'all got to get on this website. Ronald Reagan hologram at former president's library at the White House. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. This is crazy.
So you just pop it up to learn. I mean, but there's different things. So the pros for me about all this stuff, because it's like, where are we going with this, right? Mm-hmm. What are we building? Where are we going in this future? And I feel like some dope stuff is like people who like reading audiobooks, people who like going to these conventions and stuff like that, and they get to see the person speak and do all those things. Like I would love to see KRS-One alive or passed away in general in person. You know what I'm saying? To just hear that powerful voice and all that stuff. So reading doesn't really do services, but it brings your own imagination, right? Mm-hmm. That's the dope thing about it. The other dope thing is, I don't know if I told you this, but I had a meeting a few years back and they are scanning people, right? Mm-hmm. They have this program where they're scanning people. A lot of you seen, like, you could talk to a virtual person for a dentist, doctor, all those things. So they were looking for like celebrities to scan, and it looks just like them. It moves like them. It learns your mannerisms, how you talk, and it only needs a few things to kind of grasp who you are, right? And so what they talked, right? It's creepy.
It's like your twin AI.
Yeah,
and it starts to develop.
It's a clone version of you
as a hologram.
The weird thing is, not the weird thing, but you. So what they were talking about, and you've seen it in the movies. We've seen it in the movies and stuff like that, where you see something on the screen, it's very futuristic and stuff like that, but they have that here and they have that now. And so what they were talking about was in death. They were talking about like in death, if somebody passes away, you know, you can have this hologram, a virtual hologram in your place, you know, so it could be in the bathroom when you go in the bathroom, it could do all these things. And it's it's your baby, it's your mother, it's your grandparents, it's your brother, you know what I'm saying? With the same voice, and it could read you. So if you come in the bathroom and you're like this, they go, "Why are you so sad?"
No.
They talk to you like they could see, they could feel your, well, I don't know if it's feeling, but they could detect your emotions and all those things. Why you keep saying no about that?
Well, I think it'll cause a lot of mental issues with letting go, with not being able to grieve properly and move on. Cause things have to die. Everything dies.
Yeah.
Everything. So it's like for you, let's not, you know, play God. Let's just end it at entertainment and not be, okay. You see that? Did you see the trailer for that movie Megan with the AI? Yeah. We went to the movies.
Did we?
It's the little AI.
Oh, yeah.
And she couldn't turn her off. I mean, that's like the biggest fear because now I know this is just a hologram, so it's not a robot.
Yeah, this the AI was a robot that we saw in the preview. So that was
that's but it's just technology. It just it knows too much. It does too much. It takes over. I be thinking Siri got an attitude sometimes. So it's like I can't. I don't trust it. Like I said, the main thing with me, I just think it will cause a lot more mental issues with people and the grieving process and how they move forward and they'll go crazy.
Okay,
you would go crazy.
I challenge you though. Mm-hmm. I challenge you because a lot of us up until the lockdown. People wasn't really trying to go back and not, I don't want to say they wasn't trying to go back and see their family and stuff like that, but you know, people were working, people were going on with whatever lives they had in different states and all that
stuff. Don't ask me if you could send your hologram to go see your family.
No, but what I'm saying is we're going to see my mom, right? But I haven't seen her for a little over a year. You know what I'm saying? But I'm okay with being able to call her. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with being able to hear her voice. Now, obviously, I want to hug my mother. I want to touch her. I want to do all those things. But what are you missing in death? When someone passes, you're literally like, man, I just wish I could talk to that person.
That's
again.
All bullshit. When people say that, I'm always like, what would you have said any differently? Then that means you wasn't living right by that person. If you feel like you needed one more conversation, because my best friend has a voicemail from her grandmother.
Yeah.
Right. And she listens to it every now and then, but she had to stop herself for a while because it made her sad every time she listened to it. It wasn't until she was completely over the grieving process that she'll actually be like, oh, let me pick it up and you know, just so I can hear her voice. And it was just like, it got to a point where it's like, okay, this is a little crazy because we do crave that comfort, but what is it doing for you? You know what I mean? Like it's different. If y'all having a joyous conversation, if you're having like a joyous conversation and that moment is recorded, but she was literally found like, you know, when you get out there, you out in them streets, go pick grandma up some bread, some tea. And it was like, that's cute. It reminds you of grandma. But right. It's just like, I mean, it's a big difference between a voicemail, a recording, and a freaking image. Like, that's creepy as hell.
Listen. You are misunderstanding the point.
What's the point?
The point is everything you said, I agree with. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like I feel like you're missing. You're saying that because the person has passed on and this is what they're doing. I, on one hand, I love the fact that I have videos of my grandma passing. I don't love that at
but
all.
Family videos.
So for instance,
yeah, that's different.
Before she passed away, I got her to sing her famous song to me and I'm sitting on her lap, you know, old as hell. I know it's heavy on her, but I was sitting on her lap and I recorded her singing a family song that she used to sing to us. Mm-hmm. And I get sad. Yes, I cry. Yes, I do those things. But the fact that I have it, it helps me with grieving. And so what I'm saying is
what do you think it does for you to help you with grieving?
I have something that I can still hear and see. Back in the day, you might be able to see a picture of somebody and go, oh, just, you know, the voice, the all these things. And I'm not saying that it ever gets faint, but it kind of starts to die out a little bit. So to be able to see, to hear, I love the fact that we get to have videos of hearing the laughter, hearing
what? I'll chalk it up to this. Everybody's different. For me, it would drive me insane. I would hear it and break down. I get what you're saying, like videos and stuff like that, family video, like those are priceless, of course. Of course. And even a voicemail, that's a beautiful thing. But a hologram, like you see a visual, that's like people who stuff their family members and prop them up in the living room. Like,
creepy.
You gotta learn, force yourself, train yourself rather to learn how to grieve. And not properly, there's no proper way to grieve, but you healthily. Is that a word? Healthily?
Nah, we're gonna stick with it on today's podcast.
Hello, technically speaking. So I feel like there's a healthy way to do things and there's an unhealthy way. And I think just going to that drastic, would you have a hologram of grandma if you could?
I mean, low key, you know, I wouldn't, the thing, I just would want to be able to turn it on and off. I don't want to walk in the bathroom and be like, crazy. Hey, come on, grandma.
That is crazy.
If I wanted to have a conversation with her, it's like
picking up, really her.
But it's like picking up a phone. It's still her memories. It's still all those things.
Just watch the video. Don't, if you get a hologram of your grandmother, you living in your car with your grandmother's hologram.
You can't. I'm gonna say this for the people that I think their grieving is different and it takes them to like an addiction or drinking more or drugs or, you know, on that note, you know, because I think there's certain people that can't live or feel like they can't live and it's harder for them to grieve. So I do feel like it'll be therapeutic.
What about this?
For some people?
What about this?
Like if you're able to be like, I'm sorry for all the things or why didn't you do this for me? And that hologram is able to.
Well, that's for you. That's, I think that that's a different mental issue.
But who are you? Who are you healing in somebody else's death? You need to be okay with things. And some, all I'm saying is that sometimes it takes a toll on certain people and it helps.
I guess
that's a different mental issue.
Yeah, man. Like you gotta learn to accept loss because it's gonna happen. You can't just be bringing people back the way you want them to be brought back. Let me just turn grandma. So people just gonna be out here killing their loved ones and making them holograms so that they could just deal with them. So, bitch, shut up. No, we're not doing that. No, it's creepy. Anyway, what I was going to say to piggyback off of that, what do you think about, like, I think it was Prince, when they asked him about holograms, again, don't quote me on this. I have a good memory, but I just don't want to get sued. So Prince, I believe, said that he never wanted to be made into a hologram. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that. Number one, his beliefs. Mm-hmm. And two, he was like, that's just sick. Like, mm-hmm. people are not considering the actual, like, don't make me into no hologram.
I'm making you a hologram.
Don't, first of all, I'm gonna outlive you. So that's, but don't, you know, like, it's just, don't, why?
Again,
Do you want to be made into a hologram?
I would with like, I thought it was funny that like, cause you can have some people still do stand up. You can still,
somebody was squeezing your butt and your hologram be mad.
You can't squeeze my butt in a hologram. It's not, you would be all on my breasts. You'd be like, uh-huh, hologram. I'm like, and I'm gonna make sure I put in the hologram, get off my breast perv.
What if you sitting there trying to talk to grandma's hologram and you forget that it's grandma's hologram, you go to fucking hug her and you fall.
That's
why. Stop.
No, you. That's, now I understand the mental issue when you start trying to do all that. Now we need to upgrade to the AI. But I do think, especially like somebody losing their child, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things, I feel like mentally, it could help. And also, like, you don't think, who wouldn't want to see Malcolm X talk to you in a hologram? I would love to meet Malcolm X.
Yes, as for entertainment purposes only, maybe even educational, but emotional, absolutely not.
So if you came in here one day and I was talking to Malcolm X,
I'm leaving.
Michael Jackson.
Martin Luther King. Y'all talk about how y'all gonna say the word.
I'm like, So, okay, so that march didn't work that time. But if I do that,
Michael will be like,
he will be like, all I want to say is that they don't really care about.
What I wanted to tell you about the holograms, the reason why some of them look different. So some of them are done with like lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And some are done on a screen. The Whitney Houston one in particular was done on a screen because it's so much more. They say because it's easier for touring, but I feel like if she had a residency there,
yeah,
they
she got a residency.
They could have afforded to, you know, I'm assuming pay what it needs to pay to have an upgraded production. However, it does say that it needed like 2,000 pounds of pressure. I don't know what that means. If you know, tell us. But it said it needed 200, and not every production set can accommodate that kind of.
And I wonder what if it has anything to do with rights and licensing, because Michael, it seemed like they took all his stuff and it's like you're gonna put the most money. I mean, her tickets were even inexpensive. I think they were like, were they $60 or less?
If that, yeah.
I mean, I recommend to go see it just for the experience, I really want to get down and go see Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think we should. And I want them to put more. I mean, it's too late for them to put more into the Whitney Houston hologram. But I think she deserved more and deserved better. Because I think if Whitney could see that hologram, she would not be
pleased. Oh, she would not be.
She'd
be
like, you know, she was pro-black.
Right.
She would not be pleased.
Yeah, they did her a little dirty. I still can't help to think about where is this going for us. And I feel like in our generation, obviously, it's a little different. Because it's something we're not used to, and we're used to working off of different emotions, and we've seen the world differently. But now we're going into AI. Now they got sex robots. Now they got, you know, you can have a whole relationship with an AI. And I think with the holograms, especially, you know, the new generations to come, that's not even going to be a phase for them. It's just going to be the way they live and how they work.
Well, yeah, when everyone's in the metaverse and. This is why we're doing this show, because we can't wait to dig into all the crazy shit that, especially stuff that's not like mainstream,
yeah,
that people don't know about that's out there. Like I said, I had no idea there were so many holograms, and I definitely didn't know that they started. And if it was produced in the 1960s, that means he probably started in the 1950s,
right? Who was the first one? Slavery was
trying to figure out if black people could sit in the front of the bus. And y'all out here making holograms. Was he black? What's his name? Oh, he was Hungarian. Okay.
one white person not dealing with slavery at the time was in there trying to make holograms.
Right. If I ain't got time for those slaves. Give me the wires. So
what was the first hologram they made?
I was looking, and there's no like actual date. I didn't do enough research. This was done 10 minutes before we started, but I want to look into that, because I do want to know when that was. They're trying to make an Amy Winehouse. Her estate isn't with it either. An Amy Winehouse hologram.
I wondered her dad didn't get anything, because wasn't her dad part of the whole depression at one point?
That's not what this show is about.
Yeah, you're right. We still on the holograms. I
just said that because I ain't know.
Something we got to research. I would really love to know what y'all think, what you feel. Where do you feel like this is going to go? Especially for the people we're in like these between generations. You know what I mean? We came out, like my mother and still trying to figure out how to deal with
an iPhone.
Yeah, an iPhone and all these apps that we have to keep downloading and so on and so on. But
if they was in China, they would have a wake up, because, you know, remember is that China or Japan where they have the hologram QR codes and hologram advertisements?
It sounds like Japan, I think they have it in China too.
It looks like the bat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Batman sound like it's advertisements. Like instead of billboards, it's actual holograms.
They had one with like a dragon or a snake. It looks like it like comes out into the world, but it's not really.
That's crazy. Like 3D.
Yeah, I would fight somebody.
And I also wonder what those kind of things do to our vision. I think, of course, over time, if that's a norm, we do become adapted to things. Our bodies change to adapt to our environment, and I would think that all these lights and all these kind of things, like what are our eyes gonna be like? Because when we see those holograms, especially the ones in the sky, like I said, in Japan or China, wherever that is, I'm sorry, not trying to be funny, just don't know which y'all are advanced, both y'all. There's certain light spectrums that we can't see with the naked eye,
right?
So there's things that we see but don't necessarily see,
right?
So it's like that's crazy.
It's gonna be tricky, because that's where we're going to, right? That's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm thinking everything's a hologram, like the Truman Show. You
still, I did see that.
The Truman Show, if you haven't seen it, is a Jim Carrey movie about living in a fake world, and everything was fake. Everything was a set, and his whole life was basically a long running TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That's life. I'll be feeling like that all the time. Like, oh, are we living? Is this real? Am I in a studio?
Do you think that we're going to be, how do I say? Because now, like, we've seen the holograms in the airports and stuff like that. Like, I guess at that point, you go, And that's even a pros and con, because it's cool to get some directions and stuff like that from somebody you don't have to have an attitude with as a, you know, person who really don't want to do that simple job. Mm-hmm. But also, you can, I wonder if you'll even be able to conversate and be like, hey, could you tell me how to get to this gate? Or, you know what I mean? Like, they'll what's probably, that like?
Well, I'm pretty sure, hopefully they're smart enough to know that they'll need different ones. Like, you got to look for this hologram if you need directions. Look for this hologram.
Right,
you,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it'll get to that point. I just hope that we continue, because everything is getting taken over by technology.
Right.
And it's essentially to make our lives a lot easier, you know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it does so much damage. And it's just so weird. It's just like this weird scale of we're doing too much and, oh, we need this. Like, I be feeling like my internet is not fast enough sometimes. And I'm like, girl, how fast do you need it?
Right, right.
And when I used to work at Spectrum, I don't know if I could say that, but I said it. I used to get customers calling in, cursing, screaming, hollering about how slow their internet was, which wasn't that slow. They're just going based on what their readings are and what it should be in their cable contract. And it was just like, girl, is it working? Yeah, but it could be faster. And it's like, how do we not remember dial-up? I think you should be grateful that we have 35 devices connected and everything needs Wi-Fi now. That's why the band has to keep going up. And it's just so crazy. Because that's why I think they went up to 5G, because I think we were maxing out.
5G still ain't cutting it.
No, but I think we were just maxing out the grid on everything else.
I agree.
Because we got everything connects. People's refrigerator, toasters, phones, vacuums, alarm systems.
Think
about how many things you can name. At least 20 things in your house probably that are connected to the internet, the Wi-Fi specifically,
right?
Which are terrible for your body,
right?
Wi-Fi signals and waves.
Oh, absolutely
terrible. But what are we gonna do? Buy a new TV, you need Wi-Fi for the TV to work.
Well, that's gonna be interesting to know how we're gonna be able to handle, because that's still giving off waves, like holograms and stuff like that. So sheesh.
Ain't that crazy? They don't care. They like, give us some money. We got medication for that.
More money with the medication, more all that stuff. Man, I really love this. I really love where it's going. I don't know if you had anything else to say about the hologram world.
One more thing about the holograms. Yeah. Oh, I think you brought it up. You said the airports, because I was going to say.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
You know when you're in the mall and you're walking past a store and the hologram is like following
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah. Like, how does it know to look at me? But I think it looks at everybody and you think it's looking at you.
But that was the thing with the Whitney Houston thing. She felt like she was talking to me. That's when she captured me. She comes up a little bit. She walked up a little bit and it looked like, I was like, oh, she want me. I felt like Whitney Houston wanted me.
The Whitney hologram was feeling
you? I felt like she was feeling me. Babe, I almost left you for a hologram.
Y'all gonna have some hologram babies? one right here.
It's going to be a really crazy world. We're going to be dealing with that.
And that's an even crazier show.
that was the outro. I can't wait. We're going to do this once a week. To the Patreons, I'm apologizing because I just looked at this while I kind of like lost myself real quick. I just realized I scheduled this post for the 20th and it's supposed to be today. And so I'm going to have to just post it now. And I'm sorry you couldn't join us live. But Patreons, you will be joining us live every week. Every week we'll be doing this Wednesdays, we're going to be posting it and doing it live with the Patreons. So my Patreons, shout out to the Patriots. And we'll be bringing it to the public that weekend. We're going to pick a date. We're going to pick a date and post that. But this was so much fun. I can't wait to get into more technically speaking, where we talk all things technology. Once again, I am your host, Shantae Wayans. I have some shows coming up, starting with next weekend, October 28th to the 29th. I'll be at the Dayton, Ohio Funny Bone. And then March 2nd to the 4th, I will be doing DC Comedy Law, 5 shows there, 3 shows at Dayton, Ohio. So get your tickets. Follow me on all platforms at C. Wayans. And get you some merch, all that stuff. Join the Patreon. You save money on tickets. Sometimes I give out free tickets. You get discounts on merch and some behind the scenes and early access. Mm-hmm. Go on, Marche. Let them know.
And you know, Marche Nicole, you can find me on Instagram at Marche. Nicole. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Marcia. Okay, yeah. Marcia.Nicole. Also, I have a product line. I am a business owner and a hairstylist and makeup artist, and I do have a product line with natural hair care products for the everyday girl and boy, and those in between, or those outside the box. So the prices are really reasonable. It's high quality products for high quality clients. So MarshaNicole.com to get all that. I do have a podcast called That's What She Said. It is a lady podcast.
Yes.
It's about women. Yeah, it is. It's because we're women. It's about women and our lives and everything else. Is that's what she said on YouTube.
Follow us and tune in every week. We'll see you soon. Peace.
Lean into our thumbnail.